Morgan Spurlock's new documentary, Supersize Me, opens today in 6 cities and will go into wider release in the coming weeks. The talk of this year's Sundance Film Festival, it's the story of Spurlock's 30-day McDonald's diet. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
Remember in A Clockwork Orange when they pry open the violent Alex's eyes and they give him a drug to induce nausea and make him watch violence and he never wants to do anything violent again? That's a bit like watching Morgan Spurlock's super entertaining, super disgusting, Super Size Me if you spend a lot of time in fast food restaurants, especially the ones with golden arches. Not too long ago, I was addicted to that stuff. Just the sense memory of a quarter pounder with cheese and large fries makes me gag. I know there's this idea that movie critics are lean, suave, athletic types. But after late screenings in Times Square, I was starting to hit the McDonald's pretty hard. I'd be chowing down under the harsh fluorescence with all the other pale and blobby people and feeling more and more disgusted with myself after every bite. For Supersize Me, Spurlock came up with a great stunt. It seemed to leap from the collective unconscious of our fast food nation. Spend a month eating nothing but McDonald's food. 3 meals a day. And if they offer to supersize it, say yes. Here he is, pulling up to the drive-in window.
Hello, may I help you?
Yeah, could I get the double quarter pounder with cheese meal?
Large or supersize?
I think I'm gonna have to go supersize. Look at that. Look at that Coke. That barely fits in there. Look at that. Look at how big that thing is. Look how big that French fry is. That thing is like 4 feet tall. Double quarter pounder with cheese. More calories than anything. There it is. A little bit of heaven.
I gotta chime in. It's like the American dream to sit in your big car where you don't have to make eye contact with anyone and eat a supersized meal. You just inhale that stuff. It's the perfect delivery system for fat, sugar, salt, and carbs. Sure, it has nutrients, but not in proportion to calories. And it makes you feel bad, which Spurlock finds out as the scene goes on.
See, now's the time of the meal when you start getting the McStomach ache. You start getting the McTummy, you get the McGurgles in there. You get the McBrick, and you get the McStomach ache. Right now, I got some McGas that's rocking.
Are you sweating there?
My arms, I feel like I got some McSweats going. My arms got the McTwitches going in here from all the sugar that's going in my body right now. I'm feeling a little McCrazy.
The punchline to that scene, by the way, is Spurlock puking out the car window, and the cameraman helpfully leans out to show you the vomit on the pavement. Spurlock consumed way too many calories for his 6-foot-2-inch frame, 5,000 a day. But no one, least of all the doctors who agreed to monitor him, expected the scale of what happened next. The gain of 25 pounds, the cholesterol leap of 65 points in a month. His liver fills up with fat. He's depressed and exhausted. His doctors regard him the way they would a man on the verge of a coronary. They tell him to get to a hospital at the first sign of chest pain. And it's handy because, as Spurlock shows us, there are some hospitals that have McDonald's right in them. We can choose to blame or not blame McDonald's and its ilk, but the statistics are hard to refute. That Americans eat out more than ever, that portion sizes have ballooned, that 2/3 of Americans are overweight, and half can be termed obese. Spurlock hits the road and visits elementary schools, where processed foods, soft drinks, and French fries are the rule rather than the exception. In the course of his absurd and manifestly self-destructive exercise, Spurlock interviews doctors, lawyers, nutritionists, an ex-surgeon general, his vegan chef girlfriend, who's revolted, and a food industry rep, everyone but McDonald's, which won't return his calls. The company has since announced the end of supersizing, and it issued a statement calling the documentary a supersized distortion of the quality, choice, and variety available at McDonald's. You mean those salads? The company goes on to say the film is not about McDonald's, but Spurlock's decision to act irresponsibly, a gimmick to make a film. Is it a gimmick? Sure. A great gimmick. Is Spurlock a hustler? Maybe. He once made a gross-out reality dare show for MTV. And I think he makes a mistake in the film, giving so much weight to lawyers suing McDonald's on behalf of obese people. That's an easy target for libertarians and the so-called free enterprise consumer groups largely supported by the food industry. Don't sue them. Just stop buying their food. I did, and cut carbs and started running, and lost 60 pounds last year. My dieting tip is to see Supersize Me. It will prop your eyes wide open and shock you into sanity.
David Edelstein is film critic for the online magazine Slate.